1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You had better wake them up. Get them up. Get them going on a Tuesday on B&E. That is right. Off we go. 4 hours of fun and conversation on the show of the people, live, local, and digital. Right here on 104.9, 101.9 FM, AM 1260. You know we're always streaming live and worldwide on the Horn app, your smart speaker, and at hornfm.com. Now at hornfm.com, you can watch the broadcast on Twitch with their little screen there, so you can fire that up as we are up and running on this Tuesday, the 13th of April. A lot to dive into. Busy show today. Busy night in the NBA last night. All three Texas teams in action. History made by Steph Curry last night out in Golden State. We'll get you details there. Also, that red-hot Texas baseball team back in action tonight. They've won 8 straight. They're ranked 3rd in the country right now. Major League Baseball on the docket, NFL football on the docket. And yes, we are going to be, I think, Bucky Godbolt on Global Ricky Williams time today.
Good. Yes, we will.
Chance to talk with the Hall of the Heisman Trophy winner later in the program. Also, Brian Broaddus will join us from the Dallas Cowboys, our Cowboys insider from the Fan Radio up in Dallas. So we have a lot to do. It's going to be a fun Tuesday. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. No, I'm not. I'm tired as hell.
You've been up all night.
What am I talking about? I'm doing well. I'm liable to say anything this morning.
Uh-oh.
Or do anything. Yes.
Lock it in.
Yeah, because my back, not only that, I was having some pains that, of course, I couldn't get to with my oils. Generally, I have Mama there who can rub the roll-on, some of that good, you know, so I had to go, the other direction this morning. So,
what does that mean?
Yeah, you've been with me when I've gone the other direction.
The pain pill?
I had to, my back. It's just I didn't get enough rest, and I was out for about 3 hours out in the yard doing stuff. Tomorrow's National Gardening Day, so
ooh.
I was trying to surprise my wife by doing a couple things that I went over the top, and then the dog got loose.
Your wife's been out of town.
She's been out of town for a week. The dog got loose, so I wanted to go to take a little nap there and get some sleep before picking her up at 1 o'clock in the morning at the airport. So then I, of course, got back, and man, that 2.5 hours just didn't seem like, it just seemed like 15 minutes.
A two-hour nap you took in the middle of the night?
Yeah, and then I didn't play poker. So
yeah, Monday night's Bucky's poker night, but you did not last night because the wife was
might as well
back.
Have. Probably got more rest
well,
there.
He didn't lose any money, so that's good.
No, I didn't lose any money, and then I got a golf game here today, this morning.
Oh, my God.
After the show. So yeah, this is, as my wife says, she goes, guys that are 20 and 30 can't do that ridiculous deal you do. So why do you think you can continue to do this? Play poker on Monday, go golfing on Tuesday, go gardening all day long, and then think it's okay. She goes, she really lets me know that I truly am 65 years old. I don't know if it's trying to make me feel old, but she's letting me know there is a number that's associated with some of the stuff I do. But you know what? Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas. You don't want to hear about it because you're getting up each and every day helping us. We do appreciate that. All you frontline workers out there, of course. To those behind the scenes, the blood, the vaccine, and everything, all those people that we don't really see, we don't hear a lot about, thank you so much for what you're doing. And to you teachers that want to teach, thank you so very much, whether it's online or getting back into classrooms, which we'd love to get you back into classrooms because our students need to see your face. They need to have that kind of communications with you, except for, you know, instead of on a TV screen. So let's try to get everybody vaccinated. Let's get back to school, too.
No doubt. Still challenges, but working in a good direction. It's going to be a fun Tuesday. A lot to dive into. I mentioned, hopefully, in the 9 o'clock hour, conversation with the Heisman Trophy winner, Ricky Williams. We haven't checked in with Ricky in a while, but he did have a tweet yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. Ricky Williams, about 10 hours ago, last night, tweeted, "Just finished a long day of readings and meetings. If someone would have told me I'd be a CEO of a tech company and a professional astrologer 10 years ago, I would have laughed in their face. Now I'm just smiling a lot." We got to ask Ricky about that. He's now apparently
that means he's making
CEO,
some coin.
CEO of a tech company and a professional astrologer. So we can always go different directions with Ricky.
He's fabulous, man. That guy,
unbelievable.
When he gets his mind into something, he works really, really hard at what he does. You know, like going back to school and getting his degree, you know, at I think it was 34, he did that, and he just wanted to get it done, and he got it done. And anything he puts his mind to, believe me, it's going to get done.
Seems to be. So we'll chat with Ricky. Brian Broaddus, as we said, what the Cowboys are thinking is we're about 2 weeks from Thursday will be the NFL draft. Round one, Cowboys have the 10th pick. They're through free agency, where the Cowboys did very little on the free agent market, some small moves. We'll talk to Broaddus a couple weeks out to the NFL draft, what the Cowboys draft board looks like, what they may be thinking as they look to improve on a pretty rough season last year, injury-prone and injury issues, but still a lot of defensive holes to fill. So we're going to be busy this morning. A lot to dive into. First, let's get you caught up. Trending topics. What's happening on your Tuesday morning? UBO Business Services brings it to you. We'll start with some breaking news from Texas basketball. We know that the Texas basketball roster in disarray right now. Who's going to be where? Well, we now know that Jace Febres is going to take advantage of the extra season of eligibility the NCAA has granted to student-athletes during the pandemic. He has announced via his Instagram account last night, Febres, that he will return to Texas for a fifth season and play for new head coach Chris Beard. Febres did make that news public with an Instagram post last night. Busy night in the NBA in basketball. Historic night for the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry surpassed Wilt Chamberlain, became the Golden State Warriors' all-time leading scorer last night. Did it on a night where he scored 53 points, lead the Warriors to a 116-107 win over Denver. Also in that game, terrible news for the Nuggets. Their young star Jamal Murray suffered what appeared to be a pretty serious non-contact left knee injury. He's going to have an MRI today. Cross your fingers, one of the best young players in the game. News from the Red Hot Texas baseball team. They're back in action tonight. Longhorns will play the first of two midweek games with the University of Nevada tonight. The third-ranked Horns now, they're up to number three in the latest polls, have won eight straight. They've won 25 of 30. All eyes will be on the red-hot Ivan Melendez, their designated hitter. He's hit a home run in each of his last six games, hit seven over that stretch. It's a new program record with six straight games. He's got 17 hits in his last 28 at-bats. Sophomore now leading the Longhorns with a .375 batting average. That's a .630 first pitch tonight, .615 pregame. Major League Baseball, Rangers and Astros, both losers last night. In Tampa, the Rangers got mowed down by the Rays right-hander Tyler Glasnow, 1-0 in the final. Glasnow struck out 14 in 7 2/3 dominating frames. In Houston, meanwhile, Astros were a 6-2 loser to Detroit. That was A.J. Hinch's return to Minute Maid Park. He now manages the Tigers. He received a standing ovation when he was introduced before the game. Team played a tribute video to him on the big screen. Of course, he managed 5 years in Houston, led them to a world championship in 2017. News from the NFL, New England Patriots Super Bowl hero Julian Edelman has announced his retirement from the league after a 12-year career. 35-year-old failed a physical earlier in the day on Monday. That paved the way for his retirement. Edelman helped the Pats to win three Super Bowl wins. He was the MVP of Super Bowl 53. Walks away as one of the most productive postseason receivers in league history. And news from Kansas City. Former Chiefs assistant Britt Reid has been charged with felony driving while intoxicated for his involvement in a car crash back in early February that left a 5-year-old girl critically injured. Reid is the son of Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. He surrendered to Kansas City police on Monday afternoon, was released post after posting a $100,000 bond.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to end up serving some time. And the family of this young girl who is 5 years old, she can't walk, she can't talk, and she's going to have problems for the rest of her life, and it looks like Britt Reid is going to. The family wants him to pay the max. They're not just looking. This is not a sympathy deal where I'm sorry that was your first time drinking. I'm sorry that happened. No, my daughter will never be the same, and they are looking for the maximum they can get for Andy Reid's son.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked a lot about that, and it's hard to imagine that wasn't a distraction for Reid and the Reid family. You know, 3 days before the Super Bowl, that occurred on a Thursday night. Super Bowl was on Sunday. And, the investigation determined that Britt Reid was traveling 84 miles an hour, blood alcohol level of 0.113, and slammed into two vehicles that had stopped. One of the cars was broken down. And, yeah, a 5-year-old girl will never be the same. There's no doubt. She's got traumatic brain injury. And we'll suffer with that for the rest of her life. So, you know, and as we talked about, the big question will now be from the NFL was Britt Reid actually consuming the alcohol at the Chiefs facility?
Which
Dan Wetzel has an interesting column at Yahoo about this, that, you know, the proximity of the wreck to the Chiefs facility and where he lives would indicate that, you know, it's possible. And so the NFL is probably going to look into that. Obviously, he's been let go. He's no longer with the Chiefs as far as an employee, but he is the son of the head coach. So that story took the turn yesterday.
And Andy Reid's going to be looking at every one of those assistants that may have been with him, having a couple of drinks, going, really? Really, guys? But that's probably something that they do, E. That's probably...
Well, you were in a coaching biz. I mean, you finish your work for the day.
Well, I'll say this. I've never been with a coaching staff that we drank when we were doing work. Even during my alcohol times, we didn't sit back and have beers while we did game plans. We never did that. That was, I don't know if it was a no-no or whatever. We just never did. That wasn't a part of trying to get a game plan together before you go home at 1 o'clock in the morning. We just worked and then we went home, or then I went out or whatever.
Yes, you did it on your own.
Yeah.
And away from the facility.
Correct.
John Makovic was a lover of wines and
plus it's college campus.
Yes. Well, and that's going to be there are several layers to that whole Britt Reid story. I do believe. I mean, I'll always look. Andy Reid gets that phone call on a Thursday night, and the traumatic events of that evening had to spill over into the game plan for the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the smallest part of this. Chiefs ended up, you know, playing pretty lousy in the Super Bowl against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But you had to know Andy Reid's mind was elsewhere for a lot of the lead up to that game.
Yeah, and so already have lost a son.
That's right. I mean, Andy Reid's lost a son to a drug overdose. Britt Reid, his son, who's on his staff at the time, has had, you know, a checkered past with drugs and alcohol, and has a felony record previously. So it did feel like Britt Reid was on a good road and a road to better things. And now that happens on a Thursday night, and
and that's why he'll look at his staff and he'll say, "Guys, you know he's had. Hopefully, you guys weren't taking a part of this." Yeah, there'll be a lot of questions for that entire staff.
So that developed yesterday, and we also had the Julian Edelman retirement, and of course that's going to lead to the silly debate: is Julian Edelman a Hall of Famer? Which
no,
he's a great all-time postseason performer.
Well, he's a Hall of postseason for sure. There's no doubt about it. But his numbers won't equal to some of the ones who didn't get into the Hall of Fame. Even he won't have those kind of numbers. But although he's retiring, please don't mistake that Tom Brady may talk this dude out of whatever it is and get to Tampa and be in the slot at some given time. You know that's coming.
How about that?
You know that? You know he's going to try to talk him into that. He's going to say, Julian, now I don't know, obviously the New England Patriots own his rights, even though he's retired, but I guess that's how that still works. They still own your rights. You can't just retire and then go to another team.
No. When he failed the physical yesterday, which was part of this, the Patriots then, because he couldn't even pass the physical, you know, terminated his contract, which led to his retirement. I don't think even – it looks like he's done. He's 35 years old. He's battled concussions. He had the injury last year.
Nobody plays as hard as that dude.
Remember, he was a quarterback in college, Julian Edelman, at Kent State. Was a quarterback, and then the Patriots brought him in as a receiver, and he developed into it just as clutch as there ever was.
Yeah, who's the guy that played for the Buffalo Bills all those years that had all those – concussions and wore that big helmet extra? I think he was a wide receiver, punt returner. He played for the Buffalo Bills back in the day with Jim Kelly, but he had concussions all the time. He dove for balls all the time.
I'm trying to think.
These mullets will come up with it, believe me. Within about 5 minutes, somebody's going to come. He was a punt returner. He was a special team, big time.
Oh, Steve Tasker?
That dude.
Steve Tasker. He was a... Yeah, that's a Hall of Fame special teams player right
yes.
there, but won't be in the Hall of Fame.
No.
But yes, the debate, look, it's almost like a Robert Horry debate, right? Robert Horry, Big Shot Bob, played on all the championship teams with the Spurs and the Rockets and the Lakers, but the Hall of Fame? I mean, you know, because if you start putting Julian Edelman and into the Hall of Fame, you got to put a lot of receivers, because regular season-wise and overall statistics-wise, there's a lot of receivers that did better. I saw one where... if you compare Julian Edelman's career to Hines Ward, like Hines Ward, great player in Pittsburgh, right? He's not in the Hall of Fame. Hines Ward had, over 400 more catches in his career, yards tripled the touchdowns caught. They both have one Super Bowl MVP. Hines Ward was a Super Bowl MVP as well. And, Julian Edelman went to zero Pro Bowls in his career.
Right.
Hines Ward went to four. So, and Hines Ward's not going to Canton. So it's going to be one of those... Great player, all-time clutch performer, Tom Brady's favorite weapon in big Super Bowl games.
He'll soon be Tom Brady's favorite weapon again.
Somebody said Don Beebe as
It is Don Beebe. Don Beebe was
not
the receiver.
Steve Tasker?
Tasker was a special teams nut.
Okay.
And going down to making plays, returning punts. But Beebe was a wide receiver, I think, the slot guy.
And Tasker
just used to take just tremendous hits.
Yeah, Tasker was playing with Buffalo when they were beating my Oilers back in the day.
And Beebe was the one with the extra large helmet.
And very fast, speed.
And he had so many, and he took so many hits, they had to extend his helmet. And he still played through the concussions. It's crazy.
Yeah. But to Edelman Dunn, can we hear from Julian Edelman? After he failed the physical, announced his retirement, the contract terminated, here was Julian Edelman on the historic career and the great run.
I've always said, I'm going to go until the wheels come off. And they finally have fallen off. Due to an injury last year, I'll be making my official announcement of my retirement from football. It was a hard decision, but the right decision for me and my family. And I'm honored and so proud to be retiring a Patriot. It's been the best 12 years of my life. And I can't forget you, Patriot Nation. You guys have welcomed me and my family to a region we do not know. We didn't know. But now, I'm one of you. I'm going to leave you guys with two words. Foxborough, forever.
Ooh. Nice, nice. He's probably the greatest all-time member of the tribe at wide receiver. I'll ask BK
that. Oh, for BK,
that.
The MOT?
Yeah, I got to believe. Somebody's going to come up with
the
that.
MOT. I think that's probably true. That's true. Our good friend Mike Rosenthal, a part of that.
Yeah.
The head coach over at Austin High, played 8 years with the Vikings and Giants. He's MOT as well.
Certainly is.
So, great career, great player, Super Bowl MVP, but not Hall of Famer. Now, because there's those who would make the argument that the Hall of Fame is a museum to football, right? It's a museum to pro football, and you can't really tell the story. A museum is the archive of your sport, that you can't really tell the story of the NFL without Julian Edelman, but you don't put his bust in there. He doesn't get to go in as a Hall of Famer.
He doesn't make a speech.
You can have, a tribute.
He gets to go and look at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and look at Jerry Rice and, Randy Moss and the great receivers of all time.
Staying into the football realm, especially the NFL right now, I'll tell you, one Matthew Rhule really likes him some Sam Darnold. I mean, he told Teddy Bridgewater, if you can go find a team, we won't even hold you to it. You go find a team, which is a good thing, man. That's kind of cool for him to do. Just let Teddy say, if there's a team that you want that wants you, you go. We're going to let you out of this contract. You go and sign a new contract. That's good stuff. They believe this guy. They believe in Sam Darnold. I think this is going to be a good place for him.
Well, yeah, Sam Darnold was introduced yesterday officially as the the trade's
been starter.
Done, the new starter. Yeah, I mean, look, they
you're the starter.
The Carolina Panthers, Matt Rhule entering his second season, were clearly going to upgrade that quarterback position. They were in on all of these quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson was a big discussion in Carolina. Obviously, that's now radioactive and not going to happen. So they had to move on. I do think Sam Darnold was probably plan C for them, or maybe D.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe moving up in the draft to try to draft one of these young quarterbacks, or to look into Deshaun Watson. Could they get in? The Panthers were involved in the Matt Stafford conversation before Stafford was traded to the Rams. So they were clearly looking to upgrade. And look, Teddy Bridgewater served his purpose, right? He came in with Matt Rhule and Joe Brady. And, you want to bring in a veteran quarterback who knows the system. Joe Brady was with Teddy Bridgewater in New Orleans before he went to LSU. So you bring in a veteran QB that can help with terminology and help, teach the system to the rest of the offense.
Yeah.
But obviously the talent, they wanted to upgrade the talent level. And Sam Darnold was the third pick in the draft just 3 years ago. Or 4 years ago, four drafts ago.
Change of scenery is going to do him well.
He's just 25 years old.
Yes.
And he was in a dysfunctional organization with the Jets. I mean, I still think the jury's out on Sam Darnold.
The mono got him.
But, a lot of issues. Adam Gase got him. The Jets got him.
COVID didn't get him, but the mono got him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Sam Darnold, remember when he was the third pick in the draft, a lot of people thought he should have been the first pick in the draft, Sam Darnold.
Then there were a lot of people who said he should have stayed another year.
Yeah, at USC. And so, Matt Rhule looking for a quarterback. And look, they gave up a second round pick next year was the biggest thing they gave up to get Sam Darnold.
That's a good chance. I'll take that chance with this guy.
So now they get to find out what Sam Darnold's all about. Does he have franchise, quarterback pedigree? Or, you know, if it doesn't work out and he's just a guy or just okay, and
you got to take that chance right there.
You didn't give up a lot to get him, and you can readdress it next offseason, go after a quarterback that direction. But we'll see. But Sam Darnold introduced yesterday. He sounded confident. He was excited to be wanted again by a team, and I think Matt Rhule feels like they have their quarterback.
Doesn't Edelman and Brady kind of hang out? Aren't they kind of real buds, like in real life, hanging out?
Yeah, I think he and Gronk and Brady they're the three amigos.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't like stay over like Brown does, right? I mean, he's not.
Oh, Antonio?
He don't live. He doesn't have like a back place.
I don't think
in
so.
The back and stuff. Like Antonio Brown.
Tom and Gronk have retired to Florida.
And, yeah, they're done.
They're coming back to try to repeat again and keep winning Super Bowls.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
I think Edelman just heard it. I'm going to go till the wheels come off. He can't even pass the physical. I think if he could have passed the physical, he'd have kept playing. At least tried to keep playing.
Can he pass the physical later on this summer?
It doesn't sound like it.
When Tampa makes that.
And all of a sudden.
I'm going
to
go.
There's not enough balls to go around in Tampa. They've got enough guys to throw the ball to.
You wouldn't say no to Julian Edelman, though, would you? Because you know what's going to happen in the playoffs. He's going to catch 12 balls in a game.
If I've got Mike Evans and I've got Godwin and I've got Gronk and they got a lot of Cameron Brate.
No, man. Sorry. He's coming in.
They just signed Giovanni Bernard, the running back away from the Bengals. It's kind of just a piece.
I'm going to say there's a 70% chance that dude ends up in Tampa in the summertime.
If he's feeling better. He just retired. I think he's done.
Because he's got that fine girlfriend, too. Right? That model?
I think they all have pretty attractive girlfriends.
Well, this one's a super fine.
Super fine. I like that. All right, so there's some NFL. The Britt Reid story, disturbing for sure. And we'll see where that goes. The Julian Edelman retirement. Also, Sam Darnold introduced in Carolina as the new franchise QB for Matthew Rhule, as you called him. Hopefully you got a chance to talk to Ricky Williams later in the show. We also have a Craig Way report coming up this hour. We'll get your B&E fact of the day. And since you were up all night, essentially, picking up your wife from the airport at 1 in the morning and chasing your dog all over.
By the way, there are people out at that airport now. That thing is moving again.
Yeah. You were there at one in the morning flying in from Idaho, your
wife.
Yeah,
the flight comes in at 12:03, but by the time she gets to the car, it's like after 1 o'clock. I mean,
she's got to get her bags.
Come on.
And deplane and all that stuff. You know, that goes. I'm going to test your musical knowledge coming up. Yeah, Zay and I put something together for you over the course of the morning that we'll have some fun with.
We got any Miguel in there?
No.
Pillow talk?
No.
Turns into coffee in the morning?
No, because, you know, we got to have some fun. We'll play a little round and name that tune. Classic rock, name that tune. I'm going to see if you can.
Oh, you got to throw some Motown. You can't just leave me with
No. Today's ZZ classic Top. Rock. Today's classic rock. How we do.
Okay.
We'll see how we do. And we'll do Motown. We'll do Motown in
you
the
got
future.
It. Okay.
You know, we got to get some fun. We'll also get a Craig Way report. We'll get ready for Texas baseball tonight. Longhorns on an absolute tear. And yes, more Texas football.
By the way, we got 4 days until MLS.
Yeah, man.
Austin FC in California.
Coming online as well. So a lot to do. Busy Tuesday, just getting warmed up. Lock it in all morning long. Live, local, and digital on 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. We're streaming on the Horn app, on Twitch, at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Busy Tuesday on B&E. Glad you are with us as we get you up and running on what is going to open a rainy stretch, it appears, Buck.
Yes.
In Central Texas, Mr. Farmer's Almanac. The weather's been spectacular for last.
Well, today we're going to have some maybe early showers, but then it'll clear up a little bit today. But tomorrow, I mean, we're like 50% chance of rain tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
Yeah, Thursday.
In the 70s. We're going to be back in the 70s.
Yeah, temperatures Thursday will top out in the 60s, as a matter of fact. 66 degrees.
Yesterday was hot as hell outside.
Yesterday felt like summertime, man. Felt like the summertime. And you said you were out doing some gardening yesterday.
Well, and that's another thing. You know, I don't touch very much in this new house because I don't want to put my hands on things that won't come back to where they're supposed to be when my wife's out of town. And so I couldn't get the air conditioning thing to go since she's left. And I don't want to keep touching buttons. It's like in here, E. You know, you don't know where this button's over here on this wall. It's very similar to this. And she goes, why don't you just turn the air? And I'm like, I said, I just don't want to touch anything. That when
it's your house, though. You got to learn it.
When you come in here, you're going to go, well, why did you touch this? No, I'm a preemptive guy. I like those preemptive strikes. I'd rather not have that You know,
I can see if you're like some a stranger's house or you're staying somewhere, you don't want to touch things you don't know. This is your home, though. You need to learn how to use it all.
Dude, I have certain rooms.
You're going to live there for a long time.
I have certain rooms. You know, when that shed gets made, that 30 by 30, it's going good.
The patio shed?
Oh, the patio's all set now. I got a patio out back. I'll be coming in with a pull-out couch. So when I have to go there to sleep.
The he shed.
I'll have the air conditioner.
But you'll know
side.
All the buttons in the he shed.
Or hell yeah, I'll know everything in that thing.
You'll have that locked down. All right, we've talked big issues this morning. Mentioned in the headlines, though, how about Steph Curry last night? Busy night in the NBA. There was a really bad news, but a great news story out in Oakland last night. The bad news, Jamal Murray, the star for the Nuggets, looked like a pretty ugly knee injury, left knee injury.
We'll see you next year.
He was just coming off of a right knee injury that had kept him out 4 games, and that's one they're going to have an MRI today, but it didn't look good as far as one of those non-contact knee buckle kind of things. And you know, the Nuggets are a contender for sure. That's a big blow,
well,
Isaiah
Collier. They can't win it without that dude. I mean,
and they got Nikola Jokic, who might be the MVP of the league, but those two together with the roster that they have, they're a true contender in the Western Conference, but not without the young superstar who, gosh, in the bubble last year, he was so great.
Wasn't he good?
So great, but we'll see. Well, cross your fingers that it might just be a couple of week thing and maybe he could get back for the playoffs.
They got enough. They don't have enough bench for him, Zay, right? I mean, they can't win without him playing in the playoffs.
No, a lot of their offense is Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray kind of running their own two-man game.
Right.
That's kind of how they make their money. They're really hard to guard because obviously Jokic is the best passer in the league for a big man, and Jamal Murray, he's an up-and-coming superstar. So, yeah, you're right, fellas. This really hurts them.
Certainly does. So cross your fingers. And meanwhile, the good side of that game was Steph Curry. 53 points last night. Steve, I mean, he was 18 points behind Wilt Chamberlain, become the all-time scoring leader in Golden State Warriors history, franchise history.
Took Wilt 5 years.
He took Wilt 5 years. Wilt was pretty damn good.
Took him five.
Yeah.
Come on, Zay. Took Wilt but Steph, 5 years. It's 12 years.
Yeah, look, against those guys with the black lung and stuff.
What are you talking about?
6'1" guys.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
There's no,
man.
Hey, there's no three-point line to run back real quick and take another, get an extra little point in there.
Wilt was... What'd you say, playing against the guys with black lung?
With the black lung. Guys out there coughing.
Oh, man. And smoking in the locker room.
Yeah. Two jobs at once.
Come on man. Yeah. He was the most dominating basketball player of all time, Wilt Chamberlain. The most. Maybe not the greatest. Michael Jordan, to me, still is the greatest. But obviously the most dominating basketball player ever in the court would be Wilt Chamberlain, right?
Sure.
Dude, there was times he was averaging like 50 points
before my
season.
Time. I didn't see a lot of Wilt Chamberlain back in the day.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, I don't really count the NBA when the ABA.
Wait, whoa. You mean George Gervin?
Yeah, until the ABA came
Artis
in.
Artis Gilmore?
Yeah, until the ABA came into the NBA, that's when it got serious. Before that,
Moses Malone?
Well,
those guys weren't even good.
I think
good?
It's fair to say Wilt Chamberlain would have been dominant in any generation. I mean, he was an otherworldly athlete and super freak, if there ever was one.
Yeah.
Track star at Kansas, in addition to basketball. I mean, he could do anything. But yes.
You've got to give it up for Wilt Chamberlain, Zay. Come on now.
Let's actually give it up for Steph Curry. He's gone past Wilt. He's putting himself into the conversation. Where is Steph Curry all time? All time as far as NBA. I mean, because you people watch shooters, point guards, players, but you know, Steph's putting himself into pretty rarefied air as far as just a great all-time player.
As far as point guards, fellas, I put them right there by Magic.
Yeah.
It would be really tough. I have to go through all the NBA players, but if we're just talking about straight point guards, there's Magic and there's Steph. And Steph he's
like
doing
JoJo
some work,
White.
JoJo White.
JoJo White. Come on over the Celtics.
No,
come on,
phenomenal.
Man.
It's phenomenal. 53 points last night. Needed 18 to break the record, and he had 21 in the first quarter. So he broke the scoring mark by quarter's end.
How many is he going to need to catch Wilt, by the way, in the scoring title? Say, like, you got to check that out. Check that
what
out.
What do you
mean? I mean, to
like
all
in
time.
A season?
No, all time score. To
he
catch
just passed
Wilt.
Him.
I mean,
oh, all time.
No, Philly. All time.
Philly and all that. Yeah.
Because they were the Philadelphia Warriors at one time, right? Before they were the 76ers. The Warriors moved around.
Look, Steph Curry is a point guard. He is an assassin because he's got the ball in his hands all the time, and he's the greatest shooter of all time. So he's like Pistol Pete Maravich to where, I mean, he kills you. He you know, he can facilitate offense, but then he can pick it up and shoot from any. There is no range issue with Steph Curry. He is fun to watch, too. So props to him. Warriors get that victory. Mm-hmm. Spurs beat Orlando last night. Mavericks got whipped by your 76ers. I call them your 76ers because you were born
in
Philadelphia.
Well, I was watching. I was still up, so Joel I watched some of that game, yeah.
Hey, we got a Craig Wade report coming up. We'll get more on the goings-on over at the 40 Acres. We'll get you news on Jace Febres as well. Looks like we don't know who's going to be on the roster for Chris Beard in his first year as head coach at Texas, but we know it appears Jace Febres will be back to play. We'll get you details on that. But can I challenge your musical brain?
Yeah.
And Zay's musical brain? Now, this all comes because a website called loudwire.com, mm-hmm. music website, music-centric website, released a list of 15 70s rock and roll songs that you should immediately recognize from the opening lick, the opening notes, okay?
Ooh.
Yeah, 15 of them. They say if you're your age or my age, mm-hmm. you're a classic rock fan, you should be able to recognize these songs within the first few notes of the song. So let's hit number one. Say, let's see what your batting average is on this throughout the course of the morning. We'll do five an hour here, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30. Say, let's give us the first one. Does Bucky know this song? There you go.
One of Led Zeppelin songs.
No.
Damn it.
Do it again.
Go ahead.
You know it, don't you? Isn't that Steppenwolf?
No, it's not. That's something that sounds like a Led Zeppelin beginning, but no.
That's not Led Zeppelin.
No.
Is that you don't have the answers?
Oh, no. They didn't give us the answers at all. I was baking on
you. I may
you
be
eat.
Right then.
I think that's Steppenwolf, is it not?
No, that's not Steppenwolf. The original name of Steppenwolf was Steppen, you know what? They had to change the name of the band. The original name was going to be Steppen.
Okay. Well, so here we go. That is Black Sabbath,
a song called
Paranoid. Right on this?
And I should know that because Black Sabbath played, Earth, Wind, and Fire played before Black Sabbath with the lead group at Allentown Fairgrounds, and Earth, Wind, and Fire was the band that played before Black Sabbath. I was there to see Black Sabbath.
All right, so we're 0 for 1. 0 for 1.
Okay.
All right, you ready for number 2?
Ready.
Number 2 of 15 songs, classic 70s rock songs that you should know by the first line. You got it? I knew that one.
Mississippi Queen.
Mississippi Queen.
There you go.
Bucky's 1 for 2.
Mississippi Queen.
Mississippi Queen.
You know what I mean.
That's by this band called Mountain. Mississippi Queen.
I'll know that one more time, Zay.
That's a good one.
I'll know the song, but I won't know the bands.
You don't have to know the band. You got to know the song.
You know why? Because the 70s was...
Oh, yeah.
Mississippi Queen. Yeah, the 70s were special, yes.
All right, 70s were special. Okay. You lived the 70s its fullest.
Oh, yes, I did.
All right, let's get number 3 on the 15 classic rock songs you should know by the first line.
All right.
You got that one, right?
Cream?
Well,
there was...
No, that the, is...
The guitarist.
The guitarist from Cream.
Yes.
That is Layla.
Layla, okay, yes.
Derek and the Dominoes.
Derek and the Dominoes.
In the album that Derek Clapton wrote, every song was for George Harrison's wife, who was in love with.
Oh, I'm going to get some pieces of it. How about that? Cream. Guitars for Cream. Guitars.
Can you play
Eric,
that again,
Derek
the Layla?
And the
you know what movie that will immediately come to your mind when you hear that? Give me the Layla again. Yeah, give it to us. Remember in the movie Goodfellas when they play that whole song and they just go through? I mean, it's unbelievable.
The 70s. Pass. Please pass.
All right. So puff. So you got Mississippi Queen.
Yes.
You didn't get Layla.
Wait a minute. I said the guitarist for Cream. That was right.
Well, you had Eric Clapton.
Okay. So that's half, right?
Half of Derek and the Dominoes.
Okay.
Okay. So give me one more here. Two more here in the 6 o'clock hour.
Sitting on a park bench. That would be Jethro Tull. Aqualung.
I knew you'd get that one.
Yeah, immediately.
Give that to us. That's a good one. You were a Jethro Tull guy.
I was big time Jethro Tull fan, yes.
Do that one more time, Zay. Sitting on a park bench.
I and little girls with bad intent.
All right, so you got Aqualung, You got Mississippi Queen. Let's see if you can get three of the first five here and be batting a nice batting average.
Yeah.
The fifth in this hour is, can Bucky name the song in a few notes?
Stairway to Heaven.
There you go. Now you got Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
All right, three for five. Not bad. Not bad. Do you know any of those?
No.
You knew Stairway to Heaven.
I mean, I've heard the songs, but I couldn't tell you who the artists were.
Really?
Okay, so there we go. It's Stairway to Heaven, Aqualung,
Jethro Tull,
Layla,
Ian Anderson,
Mississippi Queen,
his name, yes,
and the Black Sabbath.
It's a 70s man. It's foggy. Hell yeah, it was.
All right, so we'll have some more fun with that throughout the course of the morning. We've got 10 more. Bucky went 3 for 5 in his first round.
Four and a half. Come on, give me the Derek and the Dominoes.
Give me
Eric Clapton at least.
What is this? Everybody gets a trophy time? Come on, man. Just because you knew Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Song Layla, classic.
It's true. Should have known
Derek
the song.
Derek and the Dominoes, one of the more underrated albums, I think.
All right. I'm still looking for a place on Saturday, the opening of Austin FC. I need a place. If somebody does have a place down the Dirty Drip, away from the crowds where it's going to be crowded.
So you're looking for a watch location
I'm watching,
General Dripping Springs.
I'm
going
to go watch with somebody.
The Austin FC watch party.
And I don't want to watch. Soccer is no good watching by yourself. It really isn't. You got to be around.
You got to have some ambiance. You got to have some energy.
You
got
to have people that.
Some juice.
Blowing some horns and doing some weird things. So that's one sport. I do like soccer. So if people think I don't, I really do enjoy soccer.
I have an idea for
it. But I don't enjoy soccer by myself.
I have an idea.
Okay.
We come back.
You got it.
Others can weigh in as well. But the first major league professional team in Austin, Texas will make their debut on Saturday. We'll get you some more details on that. Coming back, we've got your BNE fact of the day. And yeah, Jace Febres has made it official as far as his future with the Texas basketball program. But first, here is Craig Way.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
B&E with you on this Tuesday. For the top of the hour, we'll get your brain percolating. The B&E fact of the day. We've got some other random facts after last night's sports events, including this one, Buck. Did you know that Julian Edelman, who announced his retirement yesterday, one of 7 wide receivers to win the Super Bowl MVP award, 7 all-time. In the 55 that have been played, he has 118 postseason receptions, 1,442 receiving yards, both second all time in postseason history, trailing, you could probably guess,
Jerry Rice.
Yes,
I'll tell you what, man, that guy made me some coin in that one Super Bowl with all those
That's
catches.
That's right.
Yeah, he was my guy. He was.
Didn't you bet on him to be the MVP, and you had really good odds on that?
Yeah, I got great odds on that. Yeah, he came through for me. That's why I'm saying he'll be with Brady here at the end of the summer.
When he gets himself, because he failed the physical yesterday.
Yeah, he'll pass the physical, and they'll say, okay, what do you want? You want a 6th-rounder for him? Okay, we'll take – the Patriots will take a 5th or 6th round for him. And then Tom Brady will turn him into a guy who catches 95 balls next year. But as you said, they got so many – they got so many players.
They don't the Bucks, and you've said this, you know, since their Super Bowl win, that they're ahead of schedule. They'll probably be better next year than they were this year.
I believe so.
I think all teams feel like they'll be better next year than they were this year, just based on the COVID situation last year, the uncertainty.
I'm basing on the talent.
The lack of mini camps, lack of all the offseason that they normally do. There were some teams that you could clearly didn't handle it very well, including the Dallas Cowboys, who did not, with their new coaching staff, were not in peak performance last fall, and they hope they will. We'll talk to Brian Broaddus coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. He is our Cowboys insider from the Fan Radio up in Dallas. What does Broaddus think is the Cowboys' plan for the 10th pick in the draft 2 weeks from Thursday? Also, the other offseason notes for the Cowboys.
Okay, you had a spot for me for Saturday, possibly?
So Saturday, you're angling to watch the Austin FC.
Two things, E. I need a place. I need the best farmer's market around, which is my early Saturday morning. And it doesn't matter. I'll go someplace that's 45 minutes away to an hour away for good farmer's market stuff. And then I want to go watch that game. So my Saturday's planned out. I'm not doing crap outside in the garden. Nothing. I'm watching soccer, and I'm going to a farmer's market. But I need to know which farmer's market really has the best produce around, because we have so many in this area. You get up on Saturday and Sunday, you got one. I go to the one out near you.
The one in Buda?
And the one in Buda, the little one in the parking lot.
Yeah, in Buda.
I go to there.
Buda Mill and Grain?
I go there.
Yeah, that's a good one. Right next to you.
I get my pickles there.
If you like great Cajun food, you should stop and go to Mudbugs while you're there.
Oh, really? Restaurant.
Oh, yeah. In the Butte of Mill and Grain right there with the railroad tracks.
Okay.
Awesome spot. Awesome spot. So this game on Saturday for Austin FC is at 4 o'clock, correct? 4 in the
Perfect.
Afternoon?
Perfect, yes.
And they'll play the Los Angeles FC.
Yep.
Two teams in LA. And so here am I. So you live in Dripping Springs.
Yes.
So you're looking for a place in the general Dripping Pound Town radius.
Well, I'm
to
south.
Watch the game.
South or wherever. You know.
I'm going to give you these three.
Okay.
You could go to Backspin, which that is a good choice. Backspin,
wasn't far from my other house. Yeah, right down
Backspin
the road, 290.
It's right there in the Belterra area, the
Absolutely.
Shopping center in Belterra. But it's closer up towards Nutty Brown Road, right, in the Nutty Brown Cafe. Backspin, really cool spot.
Remember, nice. I used to be the mayor in that area.
Of Cedar Valley.
Cedar Valley, yep.
Mm-hmm. That would be a suggestion.
They didn't know that I was mayor.
If you want to go up the other way, up towards Bee Cave, there's a place in the shops there at Bee Caves called Woody's.
Okay.
And Woody's a really cool place. That's there. But the cool thing about Woody's compared to Backspin is that they have the garage doors that open, so there's a lot of open outside space that you've wanted to watch outside of it if the weather is nice on Saturday. So Woody's would be a suggestion. You also go over and check out Dreamland Dripping Springs, right there by your house. The renewed putting green,
maybe too packed.
Play
maybe
some
too
pickleball.
Many, too many kids for me.
Yeah,
early on Saturday. I mean,
and the last
Saturday.
Time I was there at Dreamland Dripping Springs, the TVs on the outside area were not on. They didn't have hooked them up yet, so you had to be inside, which is not as large as you would want. So
what about Doc's?
Doc's backyard.
Well, Doc's be watch. Will they
that's
be
a little further for you? I mean, that's in at Sunset Valley. That's right by the Burger Center, Tony Burger Center.
Right.
One of my favorite spots. Doc's is always a go-to.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go.
Backspin may be the place.
I'd go to Woody's.
Go there and say hello.
I love Backspin, but I would do Woody's just because if it's nice and it's outdoor, you're going to have people with the flags.
I can go half and half. I mean, I can catch half. I mean,
45 minutes at one?
Right.
Somebody said Barton Creek Mall Farmer's Market is the best.
Barton Creek Mall, that's the huge one. That's in the big parking lot.
Yes, but it's a big parking lot. It's the mall.
You know?
It's the mall. So farmers markets and soccer. What are you? You're going full Austin. I love it.
Yeah, for Saturday morning. Yeah, I need one of those.
Because they said the dugout on 150. Now that's a good. I've not been in that spot. I've seen it. The dugout is on 150. It's one of those curves. But they've got a baseball field in the back. Like people go there and practice little league and baseball. And then
I don't
they've
know
got
where
a,
that
little,
is.
It is. Probably a mile and a half before you get to the turn what's the road that goes up to the Salt Lake.
820-something like that. 1826, yeah.
Yeah, so it's towards Dripping Springs, but when you come off of 1826, it'd be if you're coming that way, it'd be on your right.
Okay.
So the dugout is cool. And obviously, you just want to keep cruising, you can go all the way to a Hays City store and watch it on the
That thing
the
will
ice
be
out.
Jammed on us. Are you kidding me?
Well, you got to be in the ice
I love
house.
It. I love the place, but I can't even imagine what that place would be like. Even when there is no soccer game on TV, that thing's going to be jammed on a Saturday.
Yeah. You're looking for, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You're kind of between lunch and dinner, kind of the Linner crowd.
Got my jersey ready. Got my little soccer jersey ready.
I think you'll like Woody's.
Okay. I'm going to try Woody's, and then I'm going to get the Backspin.
And if my man OC's there, tell him hi. He's a good
OC?
Dude. Yeah, we played fantasy football together for
All
years
right.
and years. Good man.
Cut it down.
Good dude.
Guys, I need more farmer's market.
It's a good idea, man. Find your spot, drink your Bud Lights, watch the soccer, see if the Austin FC can bring it home.
Game one.
It's
a nationally televised game on Fox.
That's right. So Austin will get the national run on Saturday. We will get you the national run. Can we get to your B&E fact of the day?
B&E Fact of the Day brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
All right, Buck, do you know the NFL draft is 2 weeks from Thursday, the first round? There are three NFL organizations who have never owned the number one overall pick in the draft. 32 teams, three teams have never selected first. Can you name them?
How many teams?
Three. Three teams have never selected first in the NFL draft. Could you name them? I can, and I'll give you the answer on the other side. We'll also get your headlines, your coach's quarter. Brian brought us in an hour.